Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 224, Why Living a Life of Gratitude Can Make You Happy, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them for yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I answer your questions. And in fact, this topic of gratitude is a nice segue into tomorrow's Q&A. So definitely come back and listen to tomorrow's episode too, which will be episode 225. So with that, let's hear another post from Zen Habits as we optimize your life. Why Living a Life of Gratitude Can Make You Happy, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Quote, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. Meister Eckhart. Many days I try to humble myself and hold a 2-minute gratitude session. I simply sit or kneel with no distractions, close my eyes, and think about what I'm grateful for and who I'm grateful for. I don't do it every day, but let me tell you, on the days I do it, it makes me very happy. Why should that be? Why should the simple act of thinking about who and what I'm grateful for make such a big difference in my life? Well, just a few reasons. One, because it reminds you of the positive things in your life. It makes you happy about the people in your life, whether they're loved ones or just a stranger you met who was kind to you in some way. Two, because it turns bad things into good things. Having problems at work? Be grateful you have work. Be grateful you have challenges and that life isn't boring. Be grateful that you can learn from these challenges. Be thankful they make you a stronger person. Three, because it reminds you of what's important. It's hard to complain about the little things when you give thanks that your children are alive and healthy. It's hard to get stressed out over paying bills when you are grateful there is a roof over your head. Four, because it reminds you to thank others. I'll talk about this more in a second, but the simple act of saying thank you to someone can make a big difference in that person's life. Calling them, emailing them, stopping by to say thank you, just taking that minute out of your life to tell them why you are grateful toward them is important to them. People like being appreciated for who they are and what they do. It costs you little, but makes someone else happy. And making someone else happy will make you happy. What do I give thanks for privately in my little gratitude session? It varies every day. I thank all my readers for the encouragement you've given me, for the donations you've made that have made me that much closer to realizing my dreams, for the criticism you've given that's made this site better, for the time you've given me, just reading or listening to the articles when you have the chance. I thank my loved ones for all they do to me. I thank strangers who've shown me little acts of kindness. I thank God for the life He's given me. I thank people around the world for the things they've done to make the world better. I thank myself for the things that I've done. It's important to recognize your own accomplishments. How to live a life of gratitude. The thing is, simple acts of gratitude don't cost you much, especially once you get over the initial discomfort some people feel when thanking others, but they can make a huge difference. If you're interested in living a life of gratitude, here are my suggestions. One, morning gratitude session. Take 2 to 3 minutes each morning to give thanks to whoever or whatever you're grateful for. You don't have to do anything other than close your eyes and silently give thanks. This one act can make a huge difference. Two, say thank you. When someone does something nice for you, however small, try to remember to say thank you and really mean it. Three, call to say thanks. Sometimes you might think about something nice that someone did for you. Perhaps you remember during your gratitude session. When you do, pick up the phone and call the person just to say thanks. Let them know what they did that you're grateful for and why you appreciate it. It just takes a minute or two. If it's too early to call, make a note to call later. Even better is telling them in person if you happen to see them or if they're on your route. Almost as good is the thank you email. Just keep it short and sweet. 4, give thanks for negative things in your life. There's always two ways to look at something. Many times we think of something as negative. It's stressful, harmful, sad, unfortunate, or difficult. But that same thing can be looked at in a more positive way. Giving thanks for those things is a great way to remind yourself that there is good in just about everything. Problems can be seen as opportunities to grow or to be creative. I will mention something in a moment that expands on this. 5, learn a gratitude prayer. There are many prayers, religious or not, that can remind you to be grateful. Find one you like and print it out or make it your desktop wallpaper. You can find many others on the internet or write your own. If you're not religious, make one that doesn't include the concept of God. Let me leave you with a prayer of gratitude that I've always found, well, perfect. Be thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made a difference. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. Author unknown. You just listened to the post titled, Why Living a Life of Gratitude Can Make You Happy, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A researcher named Dr. Kelly McGonigal did a wonderful TED Talk that highlights the importance of getting over those stressful feelings that you get when you fail or when something is threatening you. She actually makes a very powerful argument that when you reframe those stressors in your life, or when you reframe those events that you feel like a failure, you can actually change your body's physiology. So again, going along the lines of what Leo just mentioned, if instead of seeing ourselves as a failure when we make a mistake, if we see it as a learning experience, our physiology, the hormones we secrete, are very different than if we had viewed it as something that is more negative. And she says we can treat stress the same way. If we can reframe the stress, and when we think about, you know, our hearts race, our palms get sweaty, if we think about those physiological responses as something positive, that it's helping our bodies prepare for whatever's coming next, it actually doesn't lead to as many health problems. And what we're finding is when we have this mentality of gratitude, for most of the time, it doesn't need to be all the time. It changes our physiology for the better. Our brain makes more connections, which is what we want. Our heart doesn't race as much. Our arteries don't get quite as clogged. And I will level with you, this is not easy for me. Expressing gratitude is something that I really have to work at. and reading this to you all just reminded me that, you know what, it's been a while. And so I want to thank you all for being listeners of this show and helping us keep this podcast going. It makes me happy to give you information, to give you advice. This is what I feel I was put on the earth to do. All right, that wraps up today's episode. I'll stop crying. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. Have a great rest of your Thursday. I'll see you on the Q&A show tomorrow, which actually complements today's podcast very nicely. And that's where your optimal life awaits.